Hello, I'm Gary Aid, and we're stacking the NBA with a matchup preview of the Boston Celtics and the Detroit Pistons. Boston comes in with a record of 37-16. Detroit is 14-40 on the year. Over their last 10, Boston 6-4 lost their last game. Detroit over that span 3-7 also lost their last contest. Here are the numbers. Boston averages 117.7 a game, gives up 111.9 for a positive differential of 5.8. Meanwhile, Detroit scores 112.5 a game and gives up 119.8 for a negative differential of 7.3. Turnovers, Boston 13 a game, Detroit 14.4. Pistons are 45.6% from the field on the season. Boston is 47.4%. Celtics shoot 37.2% from long range. Detroit just 35.9%. And the Pistons are 77.3% from the free throw line. Celtics 82.9%, which is incredible. And lastly, bench scoring, slight advantage here for the Pistons, 39.4 versus 32.4 by the Celtics. This is the third time this year these two teams are playing. The Celtics probably unsurprisingly won the first two games. They're on the road this time without Marcus Smart. Meanwhile, Marvin Bagley III and Corey Joseph both likely to not play for Detroit. Bagley is out. Joseph is doubtful. As far as a matchup here, I don't even know what to tell you. I mean, Detroit's terrible, and Boston is maybe the best team in the NBA. There's no way the Pistons can win this game. I'd be shocked. Boston's going to beat them, and beat them badly, I believe. And that'll do it for our on-court look of Celtics and Pistons. Coming up, we'll dive into the betting lines of this one as we continue stacking the NBA.
I'm Brandon Farrar with Stacking NBA with a betting preview between the Boston Celtics and the Detroit Pistons. The lines are currently open and it favors the Boston Celtics big on the road, sitting at 11 overall in the spread, while the over-under sits at 229.5. Now, when we look at these two teams on the offensive end, Detroit is averaging 112.5 points, while Boston's the third best overall in averaging points. They've been averaging 117.7 points a game. Now, you add those two together, you're looking at the over in this game, and I do like the over overall for this team. There are many reasons why I like the over. One is because Detroit is one of the worst teams in allowing points per game. They're second to last. They average around 119.8 points that they give up per game. So that's one thing to look at too. And the over has been trending for Detroit though as well. They've been 3-0-2 in their last five games against winning teams, which Boston is. So that's a good thing. And Boston has been trending on the over as well. They've been 3-0-2 as well versus losing teams. So it looks like the over is trending on both sides. And the reason why you love the over in this one is because you got high power scores on the Boston side in Jaylen Brown and Jason Tatum. Right now on the player point side, it sits at 29.5 for Jason Tatum. I mean, his last nine games, he's been averaging 32.3. And the last time he played against Detroit, he dropped 37 points. So I would definitely lean and take the over now, especially against a poor defensive team like Detroit. And another play you probably want to take the over on is Jaylen Brown. It currently sits at 26.5. Now, his last seven games, he's been averaging 25.9 points, so a little bit close to 26 points. But last time he played against Detroit, he dropped 30 points as well. I like the over for both of these players in this game. Now, if you're looking at a player prop person on Detroit side, you got to go with Bogdanovich. Right now, it sits at 20.5. I consider that pretty low right now because his last nine games, he's been averaging 23.2 points. And his last two games against the Boston Celtics, he's been averaging 22.5 points. And he's just coming off of a great 28-point game his last time he played. So I would definitely lean and take the over in that one as well. Now, we're looking at this spread right now. I think that's pretty large for Boston. I think it's because they're playing a bad team in Detroit. But if you look at their last eight games, they've been 1-7 against the spread. I think the spread's a little bit too large, even for Detroit. They are at home. I know they don't play good at home. But I expect this to be a little bit closer within that 11 points, but still going with Boston overall in this. So against the spread, I'll take Detroit, but I do like the over in this game as well. That's our look at the Boston Celtics and the Detroit Pistons. I'm Brandon Fryer. This is Stacking NBA.